Your Central Minnesota Farm Report here on Chasm Radio for a Saturday morning. It's brought to you by Midsoda Trailer Sales and Service right off I-94 in Avon. Recently, I spoke to Mike Youngerberg, Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council Senior Director of Product Development and Commercialization. He was recently in Georgia, and Mike talks about some new technology. Let's find out more about Soyfoam TF1122.
We were in Dalton, Georgia. The reason being is we had an opportunity to see the actually first public demonstration of a new firefighting foam that is basically a soy-based product. Uses actually soy flour as the part of the agent for the foam. The company that has been working on this cross-plane solutions has been in the business of firefighting foam kind of things for a number of years. Yeah, they actually started out making what they call a practice foam, but now with funding from the United Soybean Board a couple of years ago, have now developed a product called their Soyfoam TF1122, which is a firefighting wetting agent. A lot of fire departments carry these foam products, you know, for certain fires, the Class A and Class B fires. So very interesting demo, and got to see part of the production process.
Mike shares more information on the classification, as he mentioned, Class A and Class B fires.
When it comes to those kinds of products, Class A fires are more for the combustible things like, you know, wood structures, flammable things like trees and brush and that sort of thing. The Class B is for the flammable liquids like we would see in people use in military firefighters, you know, industrial locations and that kind of stuff. So and the interesting part about that is most of the fire departments were carrying both a Class A and a Class B foam. This one will now cover both. So that's a real savings for fire departments, and not, you know, a savings plus, you know, there's not a confusion as to, okay, which one do we have to use? So that's really good. Big issue has been with the what they call the PFAS. It's been in firefighting foams for a number of years. The big thing is it's been a real issue with causing all kinds of multiple cancers in firefighters with exposure to the product. So this soy-based product has absolutely no PFAS added to it. So we believe it's going to be much, much safer for our firefighting friends across the board.
Mike Youngerberg joining us with the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council. He says this product, Soyfoam TF1122, is a first of its kind.
As far as we know, this is the first time, first product available in a bio-based product. Apparently, there's been some others that have tried to replicate some of the existing stuff, but nothing has been really out there. I guess the other thing is it has been certified as a gold level through the Green Screen Certified Safer Chemicals, which is a globally recognized method for assessing products. And Department of Defense has actually been testing it, so we're really hoping that, you know, as this launches, a lot of people will hear about it.
Mike also spoke about some of the reactions he saw during their recent trip to Georgia as they had some live demonstrations of the Soyfoam TF1122 product.
That was one of the really main reasons that we invited firefighters from across the country to come and see it for themselves, evaluate. Does it perform as good as what you had seen with some of the other, previous products? And we had firefighter assistant chief from Wilma, Matt Grace, go with us, and In talking to him, it was good as, if not better than what he had seen in some of the other previous products. So when you can get a fireman to say, I'm impressed, that's pretty good. That's really good.
Mike talks about the next step for this product and maybe further implementation.
We are working here out of our office with United Soybean Board folks to get it out there as quickly as possible. And for Minnesota, it's really a real necessary issue because our state legislature has put a ban on the forever chemicals, including the firefighting foams that start January of this 25. However, in talking to our firefighter, Matt, they actually are now, they have been removing product already from their show, you know, from their operations. So this is coming to the market really quick.
And finally, Mike tries to put an economic impact on the use of this soybean-based product.
I guess when it comes to from the soybean side of the equation, it's about a 12 million bushel market if the soy-based foam can replace the existing products and perform as well. It's really hard to put it's really difficult to put a number to, how many firefighters aren't going to end up with, some of the cancers and other things that, they've unfortunately experienced with the PFAS type products. So, can't hardly put a number on saving lives, but it's invaluable.
Mike Youngerberg joining us here on Chasm Radio on our Central Minnesota Farm Report here on Chasm Radio. Mike is the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council Senior Director of Product Development and Commercialization. Youngerberg and others were recently in Dalton, Georgia for a firsthand demonstration of one of its latest checkoff investments, soy foam TF1122. Some great innovations right there. Your Central Minnesota Farm Report, I'm Joe Gill.